JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, students from George Headley Primary, Bel Air High, and UEMONA are this year's JIS Heritage Awardees. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
TV.
Check.
Cable box.
Check.
Radio.
Check.
Computer.
Check.
DVD.
Check.
Modem.
Check.
Fans.
Check.
Microwave.
Check.
That's it. Everything unplugged. Let's hit the road.
If you're traveling this Christmas, make sure you unplug all your appliances before you go so you save money. Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.
The seventh staging of the JIS Heritage Competition held recently saw some 21 talented youngsters walking away with trophies and other coveted prizes. They were awarded for their essay, poster and photograph entries, with three students emerging overall winners. Jada Layla of George Headley Primary School copped the top prize for the essay competition. She was also awarded best entry in the 10-year-old category for her composition, which captured the senses and transported the readers to the year 2072 on her cool mountaintop veranda, caressed by a gentle breeze. She says she was inspired by her desire to see a better outlook for ordinary Jamaicans.
My inspiration was the people every day that I see on the streets when I go to school, and I feel sorry for them, so I joined the essay competition to write about how I would want to see Jamaica in 55 years.
This year's poster competition winner, Akeem Plummer, is a student of Bel Air High. He walked away with a JIS trophy, a book, smartphone with credit, a tablet, $25,000, and a graphics or animation course from Edna Manley College.
When my teacher first came to me with the competition, it was easy for me to do it because I'm a person that is passionate about my country. Based on the photo resources that was given, I looked at the pictures that meant the most to me, like pictures from areas such as track and field or heritage sites or achievements basically. And I comprised those based on my interpretation of the theme Jamaica 55.
Sarah Faye Buckland of the University of the West Indies is this year's Heritage Photo Competition winner. Though she was unable to attend the awards ceremony at the Mona Visitors Lodge, her proud parents acted as proxy, collecting a Sunday brunch certificate from Boone Hall Oasis, JIS Deputy CEO Ian Boyne's book Profile of Excellence, a laptop computer, a summer course from the Caribbean School of Media and Communication, as well as a JIS trophy and cash prize. Other prizes for category winners and runners-up included certificates, movie tickets, book vouchers, and a weekend for four at Franklin D. Resort and Spa. The Planning Institute of Jamaica recently held its Dialogue for Development lecture on the Jamaica we want and how Vision 2030 seeks to help Jamaica to meet the global sustainable development goals. View the highlights at facebook.com/Vision2030JA. Otherwise, visit vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-4463-4 to learn more. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Oliver Jackson.
I was born in the country. I want to talk a little bit about our enjoyment of Christmas. We used to make plans to birth our scripts at Christmas Eve. Some of the houses are a couple of chains away, some further than that, but we have a special arrangement that when we burst our scripts, hi, we say, Christmas, and the next person on the other side bursts, hi, Christmas, bye, and it sounds just like the normal thing. We used to do that a lot.
And as we enter the Yuletide season, what's your favorite glimpse of Christmas past? Share it with Jamaica. Call 926-374026 or email us at radio@jis.gov.jm and have your memory aired during our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.